You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Paul Pogba to score and Manchester United to win. It was 29-20, now 2-1. And Sam Vokes to score and Burnley to win. Was 25-1, now 33-1. Tom, we've talked about how Burnley are a different side at Turf Moor, a much better side at Turf Moor than they are away from home. But boy, this is a big price, isn't it? You'd think Manchester United were ripping teams apart weekly, given that Burnley are 16-1 to win this game.
It's huge, and it's as much down to Burnley's away form, I think, than anything else. Because generally, you know, during the last time they were in the Premier League under Sean Dyche, their away record has always been poor. And I think quite smartly and quite understandably, Sean Dyche has targeted his home matches, and he's already got some big victories. And being close to some more points as well, you know, he was denied late on against Arsenal. So, you know, the points all from the home games would have been a lot higher if things had gone their way. I'm not having Manchester United as being sort of, I don't know, the rebirth of them because they beat Man City in midweek. You know, they beat Man City's, you know, reserve side effectively, and they beat them 1-0, and Man City didn't play well. Man City didn't lay a glove on them. So Manchester United are still, I think, as poor. And I think you've got to look at the Chelsea game last week as being the real Manchester United right now. I don't think they're in a good way. Mourinho this week, I don't know what games he's playing again. You know, with regard to, we're meant to feel sorry for him living in a suite at the Lowry Hotel. It's not going to happen, Jose. You know, I don't know whether he's just trying to win back some love from the public, because I don't think he's got an awful lot left. Burnley is just too big a price here. That is too eye-opening a price for me. Because I don't have the faith in Manchester United to 100% get this done. So, do you know what? I'm going to take Burnley here for the victory. I am, because I think it's the kind of game now Manchester United will turn up and almost think that they can get it done. And I think once they start getting into that mindset, as they've had at times this season, they've come unstuck. My worry, of course, is Burnley scoring, but it's too big a price to ignore.
Jose Mourinho has now lost 13 of his last 27 Premier League games as a manager. Ooh. 16-1 Burnley to win this. Derek,
you look at 2-11 Man United, and has ever a team in such bad form being such a short price? I don't think it's possible in the top flight. They haven't scored a goal in the Premier League the last two matches. They haven't looked like scoring in either of them. Okay, that was against Liverpool and Chelsea, and, you know, and Burnley are an easy enough to crack, definitely. But who on earth would go out and wake up on Saturday morning and think, yeah, I'm going to back United at 2-11? You just wouldn't do it. I'm a little bit disappointed. When I saw Burnley at 16-1 and United 2-11, I thought, God, there's going to be some easy pickings on the handicap here. Burnley plus two, my go-to bet in this kind of match. It's only 5-4.
I noticed that, Derek, and I thought exactly the same thing. I think the compilers are dangling the carrot with the outright price, but that's not being reflected lower down in the handicap markets.
Very articulately put. That's exactly right. So it's put me in a bit of a dilemma here. I don't want to. I've got to oppose United in some way, especially Burnley. You know, great result that against Everton last week. I know they got it in the last minute, but still, you know, all their best formers have been at Turf Moor. But the fact that they're beating top quality opponents, so good, high quality opponents at Turf Moor, makes you think. Well, you know, they've got it in them to beat decent teams, and you're getting 16-1. I can see why Tom's going for them here, because United are there to be beaten at the moment. But I will say, having said that 5-4 with a two-goal start isn't as big as I thought it would be, I'm still going to go for that bet. Mm. I think United will be happy just to scrape a one-goal win here. That's how poorly they're playing.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.